Hi there. It's good to see you. How are you doing today? Traffic can be kind of crazy this time of day. Great. Well, go ahead and relax on the couch. Lay back. I know, this couch feels kind of Freud or whatever, but it works for us. Would you like some water? No? Comfy? Great. I'll just post back up here like usual and we'll do our little intro relaxation. Okay. Go ahead and close your eyes. And just let your body relax into the soft, warm cushions. Take a deep breath as I count to four. One, two, three, four. Hold it for seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And let it out slowly for eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Arrive here. Last session we made real progress. I'm proud of you. I mean, yes, when we started, you were very sort of valiant, which is good, but like we discovered, it can trap you. You are very good at protecting and providing for other people. But you were stuck searching for yourself. But now I think we're really deepening our understanding of your needs and your wants. So yeah, I'm proud of you. What is on your mind today? A woman. Tell me more. Oh, I see. Women, plural. Interesting. What do you mean? It's okay if it's not perfectly clear to you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you make sense of these desires. So, you're feeling compelled to connect to a woman, or rather multiple women. I'm glad that you're sharing this with me. Connect. What does that look like for you? Oh. Oh. Your cheeks are getting pink and hot. That's perfectly normal. You're allowed to feel this way. You're allowed to want to experience pleasure. Even in unusual or usually forbidden ways. As we've discussed, you've tended to experience your pleasure through what you give to others. And so it is totally valid to want to experience pleasure directly. Something about how you said that makes me think you don't just mean a quick fuck in a less expensive motel. What does this connection mean to you? Deep. And universal. Okay. Spiritual, but not woo-woo. Okay. Sacred. Yes, that's a good word. Yeah, I would call it something like that too. The divine feminine. It's a very generative font of symbolic energy. Maybe you've picked up on this, but that's kind of a guiding principle of my work here. Well, sometimes I hold back, but really, I consider what I do here to be an expression of that creative force. In some ways, I guess, I believe it's a core force of our social world, and the universe itself, metaphorically. Like, as an example, for everything that is visible, there is a side that's hidden. Night exists as a necessary consequence. And then there's the idea of the chalice that holds the water of life. Whether that chalice is an actual cup, our bodies, or, well, the womb. There is a lush garden that provides everything we need to grow and be happy and healthy, and that garden grows from all that has never mind. But let's ignore all of that. I want us to think about how you are going to come. That is, how you came, are coming to these ideas of wanting to connect. Organically, socially, spiritually, with the divine feminine, as embodied by someone in particular? Okay. Really, anyone. This is why you said women. There are indeed so many facets to explore. Is it important to you that she's a relative stranger? I get that. When it's someone we don't know, and when the context of your interaction is hidden in a way, or outside the normal modes of being, when we're in a liminal space, we can be unguarded. And yeah, it takes a certain sort of person to do that well. Someone who has practiced this dance of taking pleasure on a microcosmic, individual level, and coaxing it to unfold into the universal bliss of being. Is this the kind of idea that you would be open to sharing with your partner? Your girlfriend? Oh, no, don't worry. I understand, of course. We can absolutely talk about how to have those kinds of conversations when we're ready. For now, remember this is an absolutely safe space for you to explore this. And I love I want you to go deeper, deeper. I want you to really drop into this idea. I'll be here with you. I want you to sink into what this would be like. So I can help you experience it. Keep your eyes closed. Take a deep breath in. Good. Let it out slowly. Focus on my voice. My voice wraps around your mind, and it quiets all of your worries. Let my voice soothe you and guide you to a place of peace, to a place of ease, a place where you can honor what's hidden, a place where you can root into wet earth and grow deeply into what you want, where you can drink from that cup that holds the precious, perfect, sweet liquid of creation. Sink for me into darkness, into the fertile void. Let possibility bloom, grow into thick shadow. Fill it with your mind, fill it with your flesh, and come to rest in warm darkness, in that hot, blinding, infinite moment of creation. Listening to my voice. Notice how the darkness opens up in your mind, welcoming you with all that you have, with all that you give, with all that you create, with your thoughts. Your thoughts and your body joined in perfect creative action. Stay here for a moment, on the edge. Good. Perfect, my sweet one. Here you are, right where you need to be. Exactly where you need to be to realize the thing you desire. Look around. Take it in. Where are you standing? What do you see around you? Okay. Good. So you're on the sidewalk in an apartment complex, tucked away at the edge of town. It's bright day. There's a gentle breeze. You feel so good. This feels so right. What do you do next? You step toward the building. What does the door look like? A worn, heavy wooden door. Fading paint. Unlike the others. Go ahead. Knock when you're ready. You hear small sounds on the other side of the door as someone approaches and turns the handle and pulls it open. And what do you see? Yeah, that soft light, hanging fabric, a little Zen fountain. That does sound inviting. You hear the sound of running water, some quiet music. You inhale a mix of jasmine, sandalwood, and something you can't place. You are enveloped in this atmosphere as you step through the door. And as the door closes, who do you see? It's okay to be embarrassed, but you don't have to be. Picture her standing right in front of you. She is drinking you in just as much as you are her. Your eyes linger over every detail. Her feet, are they bare? Or is she wearing sandals? An anklet, perhaps? Picture her shins, her arching calves, her knees, her thighs. Perhaps you see gossamer fabric draped and caressing her thighs. Or maybe yoga pants hugged tightly to her skin. And her hips. What shape do you trace as your eyes slide over her hips, her belly, wrap around her lower back? Are her hips wide open, cradling an expanse of fertility? Or are they slender and delicate, veiling an irrepressible freshwater spring? Do you notice a little hint of skin peeking out below her top? Do you notice her belly button and the little golden piercing shining there, inviting you to linger? What is she doing with her hands and those perfect slender fingers of hers? Do her hands lay calmly against her thighs? Or is she twisting some bit of fabric in nervousness and excitement? You see her there fully, right there, standing in front of you. She is so real. You can see the soft hairs on her arms highlighted by the sunlight. And your eyes flow up her arms. Tell me, is she strong? Rest for a moment at her shoulders and her collarbone. Then drop and aware the sweetly fragrant skin at the base of her neck flows down beneath her top, down where the rise of her full breasts shapes the fabric. So you can almost feel exactly what it's like to be her shirt. There you go. Now, let's keep going. Up to her neck. Make sure you really look at how the curve of her neck sweeps up to her jaw. How strands of hair tickle her neck and shoulders. And now, follow her jawline to her perfect little chin. Up to her smiling, damp, pink lips. Up to that perfect line around her nostrils and the tip of her impossibly cute nose. Her cheeks. Are they just the littlest bit pink? And then to her eyes. There. You've arrived exactly where needed. Her eyes. Her eyes exalted by those unreasoning lashes. Her eyes call you inside. Her eyes take you in. In the silence, she reaches a hand out for yours. Do you take it? You can answer me. Good. Her eyes are everything. And you want to stay and stay and stay inside those gorgeous eyes. Her smiling, bright, playful, yearning, embracing eyes. Keep her eyes on yours as she draws you deeper, deeper into her chambers. And then, what then, I wonder? Don't worry, I know. Hi, welcome. I'm so glad you came. I thought I could tell you were searching when we met, but I almost didn't give you my address after we talked. I was so nervous. I was caught off guard by how beautiful you were. But I was brave, and so were you, and, well, here you are. It's really, really good to see you again. Can we wander together for a little while, please? Answer me. Good. Follow me here to my bedroom. I don't think we need to play games. Do you like the tapestries everywhere? And the twinkling lights? I hope so. I so wanted this space to feel welcoming and warm. Especially when I bring over someone like you. Can you hear that? In her voice? You're so safe. You're so relaxed. And yet, you're so powerful in the assuredness of your desire. She can feel that. And you are so open to her. And to me. So go ahead. Follow her as she pulls you in. May I touch you? Slide my hands up your arms to your shoulders? May I kiss you? Tell me, how exactly does her gorgeous body feel against you? Answer me. Answer me in detail. Yes, good. Her soft breasts pressed against your chest. Your sensitive nipples feel every shift in her stance as her tongue teases yours. And she's pressing so close you can even feel her heat through your layers of fabric, between her legs. Do you feel your own heat growing? Radiating toward her? Pulling so taut? Tell me. Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me exactly how your body is responding to her. Good. There you go. Desire is yours to show her. Your desire is so right. And you can see in her shining eyes, she loves this. I love this. She loves every one of your soft moans as her hands run over your body. Oh, yeah, I love to hear you moan. As she pulls your shirt up and off. Oh my god, yes. Undoing your pants. Pulling down your underwear. Letting it all fall away. Oh my god, yum. Now she can see your aching, needy body pulse with each heartbeat. What next, my sweet one? Tell me. Tell me what you want. Good. Here, lay back, relax. You can smell the candles lit in the corner. Breathe them in as you fall back into the softness of her bed. Campfire, vanilla, and bourbon. And a hint of sweat. Sweat of your burning together. And of course, now you catch her scent, her musk, as she climbs up on the bed next to you, her legs just apart. Does that excite you? Her smell, the smell of her wet pussy. Oh my god, I think I'm soaking my panties. You're so sexy and I'm so turned on right now. She has complete control over you, doesn't she? Look into her eyes and tell me. Tell me. Notice how your cock twitches with your heartbeat. I can see your cock twitching. Oh, that's so good. Feel how your whole being flows into your thick, rigid shaft. Notice her hand there. And you're so hard. You're dripping for me. Her fingers painting the tip with that slick nectar. This is just what I imagined when we were chatting. I could tell how much you needed someone like me. Rolling it around under the ridge. Oh, her hand is so soft and warm. There you go. Does that feel good? Good. Yes. Her hand is so sure. Oh, she knows your body. Like she sees right into your mind. Keep your eyes on me, sweetheart. There you go. Look deep into my eyes and feel my hands on you. Your eyes, my eyes, my hands, your cock, your heart, your cock. She's well practiced. She's a priestess performing a ritual. One second. Here we go. Oh, what's she doing now? She's licking your pre-cum off of her fingers, wetting her hands with her spit. And now, as she gazes down at you with earnest and yearning compassion, she's wrapping her sloppy, wet hands around your thick, hot, rigid, red shaft. She starts slowly stroking up and down. Every soft, perfect finger sliding up and down, up over your head, twisting just so around the swollen tip, and down, slipping past your ridge, across that delicate, sweet spot in the front. Good boy. Good boy. You're perfect. You deserve this. You wanted this so bad when we met, didn't you? She's stroking you now, using both hands. Just a little faster. A little tighter. She's watching every twitch and moan you make. There you go, baby. That's it. Isn't she doing just wonderfully? Tell me. Good. Tell her again how perfectly she's touching you. Tell her how good she's making you feel. Look into her eyes and tell her again. Yes, my sweet one. Can you feel this point of bliss that connects us? Can you feel that heat that fills you from this root where my hands hold you? That hot, sharp thread that pulls you into me and out across this infinite creation. Oh, tell me how good your thick heart, swollen, wet, glistening, dripping cock feels. Tell me how much you need this. Tell me how good it feels to be stroked, nurtured, pampered by this gorgeous, sacred slut. Oh, she wants it. Her eyes are so desperate now. So hot watching you writhe and buck as her hands coax you so sweetly. She's almost begging you. Yes. Yes, there you go. A little closer. Oh, good boy. Yeah, her face is so close to your cock now. You can feel her warm breath on you. Is she gonna make you come? Is she going to make her good boy come? Are you going to come for me? Tell me. Tell me. She is. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me how good it feels. Tell me you're gonna come for me. Feel your hot cum pulse through your shaft. Oh, yeah, thank you. Tell her where you're gonna come. Oh, yeah, there. Where do you come? Into her open mouth, open and panting. Her tongue, her pink little tongue. Her breasts, her red, flushed, sweating breasts. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it's right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, good. You're doing so good. She's made you feel so whole, hasn't she? She's made you feel like you're a point of light in the night sky. A perfect ball of lusty, fusing elemental hydrogen. The creative bliss from which we all emerge. Stay here in this space for just a moment and breathe. Laying next to her as she holds you. As you start to drift back to consciousness, I want you to know was perfect. You did beautifully. We were able to go further and deeper than we ever have before. See? All you have to do is tell me exactly what you want. When you're ready to fully come back, packing away this dream we've created together, give yourself permission to keep it, to honor it, to know it's yours and that it's good. Begin to feel your body on this couch, in this room, with me, and open your eyes. You really did so well. I love how clearly you bring me into your visions in these guided visualizations. I think we both learned a lot there. Oh no, I'm not surprised at all. This is consistent with what I know about you. I think at our core, we all want to be recognized, held, and to experience pleasure in this way. I mean, it's so safe to be taken and cared for by a person like that. But I am curious. I want to push you a little bit now. What I heard you say during this fantasy, is a desire for safety, pleasureful, and nurturing eroticism. The woman we developed in this guided meditation embodies that kind of ideal, or an archetype of a seductress. And of course, we can sometimes play those roles for each other, embody those archetypes in play. But it's not super realistic, is it? That's at odds with what you told me earlier. You told me you want a connection with a real person, an actual woman, living, breathing, opinions, imperfections, like you and I sitting here right now. And well, the fantasy is just a fantasy. You can have it anytime. You can always take that journey with yourself. That's safe and healthy. And it's okay if you want that. But in reality, the thing you told me you want, well, it's not safe at all. You're still so hard. No, don't hide it. This is a safe space. Of course I notice. I have to notice. That's my job. To notice what my clients don't. To reveal what's hidden. And to answer your question, it's not safe because, well, in the situation you really want, you can't really control what will happen. You can't know what effect it will have on the rest of your life. You can't know what the other person will do to you. You can't know what the other person really wants. Think about this. When we were creating this vision, or when you've imagined these things on your own, did you ever imagine why she wants to play this role for you? Well, are you paying her? That might make sense. I mean, she's so happy to see you. She wants so much to make you feel good. But why? What's her motivation? Oh. You think she has a hunger, like your hunger. No, don't get up. You're a little bit right, maybe. But I can tell you it's nothing like your hunger. Her hunger is much, much deeper inside her. I'm going to take your cock out now. If this is really what you think you want. Yes, exactly. Exactly as I thought. You're such a reliable client. Yes, of course, this is still part of the session. Absolutely. Now, just because what you want isn't safe doesn't mean you can't trust me. So, like, go ahead. You've been practicing. What do you want? Do you want me to be your priestess? Do you really want to be completely enveloped by the divine feminine? Tell me. Good. You don't know the hunger, and you don't know what you need. Not really. My good boy. Fill my fucking throat. Yes, I need it. Fucking give me your thick cock. I'm so hungry. I'm so empty. Fill me up. What is my what? Why, yes. My pussy is wet. I'm so wet. I'm so fucking wet. Why? Do you want to feel? I think you'd like it. Okay. I'll just take my stockings off. My skirt. My panties. I think you like when I say panties. Oh, do you see what I mean? Oh, you made me so wet. I was already wet before I started sucking your cock. Oh, your gorgeous hard cock. Oh my god, it's so hard. Can you? I'm so. I need it. You need me. You need me, don't you? Don't you need this? You do. I can see you want to be inside of me. You need me to take your cum inside me. Deep inside me. Deep inside me. See my pussy? See my pussy? She's waiting for you. But, well, do you want it? Stop. Take it. No, I don't like it.
Take it.
You need to
take it.
Stop. Well then, I'm putting my clothes back on. My skirt, my nylons, and my little pink panties. What's that?
I know I have a delicious ass, but I'm afraid that's all the time we have today.
No whining. You can book your next session on your way out.
What? What?
What? No, I was not touching myself while you were in your trance. No, that would be totally wrong and unethical. No, everything we've done here has been exactly within the bounds of our contracted therapy sessions. Yes, there's a long clause referring to the occasional necessity of experiential practices, if you recall. That's all we've done today. And I would appreciate it if you would respect the boundaries of this relationship. I'm not blushing, I'm just... This is ridiculous. Listen, we'll talk through this next week. Please remember to do your daily journals. Stop. Stop. Yes, I did tell you to take it, but I just wanted to help instruct you to the point where you could express your actual desires and not just, hey, let go. Let go. I had to make sure you weren't just... Stop. No, I don't like it. You need to... Fuck. Stop. It feels... No. 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 You can't. You can't. Oh, fuck. That feels good. No. 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 No, 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 no. 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 Yes. 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 You get to take what you want from me. Yeah. Yes, I'll be good. Yes. Yes, please. Yes, I want you. Please, I didn't mean to tell you no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to. I had to. I had to know if you could. If you had. Yes. Oh, please. Please, I need this. I need. I need. Oh, you are. You are going to feel so good, my sweet boy. Yes. Yes, I'll bend over. Oh, yeah. And put it in slowly. Yeah. Slow. Slow. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Deeper. Deeper. A little deeper. No, don't move. Don't move. Yes. Fuck. Hard. Hard. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. You need this. You need to see the goddess, don't you? Don't you? I do too. I need to see her again, too. Yes, I am your priestess. Yes, I am your siren. Give it to me. Give me your devotion. Give me your fucking devotion. Give me your fucking cum. Give me your fucking cum. Yes, touch me. Oh, rub my clit. Yeah, yes, fucking rub it. Oh, grab my nipples. It feels so fucking good. Oh, it feels so good.
gonna make you come so fucking hard. Fill me. Fill me with your cum. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me with your fucking cum. I want your cum. Fill me with your cum. Give me your cum. Give me your cum. Give me your fucking cum. Come inside me. Oh, you're so fucking deep. Yes, I've got you. I've got you all the fucking way. You can't get out. You're all the way in. There's nothing else. There's nothing fucking else. Release yourself. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go, let go, give me your cum. Let go and give me your cum. Give me your fucking cum. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Oh. Oh, good boy. Oh. Oh, you did so good. Take the room for a minute and recover. I've got some scheduling logistics to work out. And some notes to write. I'll see you next week.